Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictating disability evaluation on patient FUA, F-U-A, first name Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, date of birth April 26, 1972, date of evaluation March 6, 2024, the referring physician, disability and social service, identifying information, the patient presented an ID card which correctly identified the claimant, period. The driver's license number on the card is A9382082. The chief complaint, 51-year-old, referred for disability and social service evaluation. DHPI, the patient is a 51-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure dating to 2020, period. He reports shortness of breath with minimal activity, period. He has had multiple admissions for CHF exacerbation, period. He reports having been admitted to the acute setting in both January and February, period. He previously worked as a driver, period. However, patient states that he is unable to work because of significant symptoms, period. He reports ongoing symptoms of orthopnea, period. He further reports occasional chest discomfort and palpitations. The past medical history includes 1, atrial fibrillation, next number congestive heart failure, next number hypertension. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, torsemide, 20 milligrams BID, warfarin, 2.5 milligrams take 2 daily, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams HS, Pepcid, 20 milligrams daily, hydralazine, 10 milligrams take 2 TID, isosorbide mononitrate, 30 milligrams daily, magnesium oxide, 200 milligrams take 2 daily, metoprolol tartrate, 1.5 BID, potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalents daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother with heart disease, social history, yes, distant history of cigarette and alcohol use, but none in 10 years. He denies marijuana use, period. He denies drug use, period. The review of systems, constitution, he has had weight gain, period. He reports this as water gain, period. The skin, he has color change in his skin, period. He states that he is diabetic and the skin on his legs have turned dark, period. Eyes, he has impaired vision. Ears, he hears ringing in his ears, started approximately 1 year ago, period. Respiratory, as noted, he has symptoms of dyspnea and orthopnea, period. Cardiac, he has palpitations and ongoing orthopnea. Neurologic, he reports headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, he reports nervousness and insomnia. Hematologic, he has easy bruising. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 124/82, pulse 84, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 516 pounds. His saturation is 93%. In general, he is a morbidly obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The HEENT, head is atraumatic pneumocephalic, people equal around the active light and accommodation. Sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact, neck is noted to be supple, period. The vision, both eyes 20/50 minus 1, left eye 20/50 minus 2, right eye 20/50 minus 3, oral cavity is unremarkable, abdomen is noted to be obese, period. Extremities, low extremities are noted to be hyperpigmented and consistent with stasis, dermatitis, period. There is no edema, period. The echocardiogram, underlying rhythm appears to be atrial fibrillation. Left ventricular function is noted to severely decrease, period. Left ventricular ejection fraction is 17%, period. The left ventricle is noted to be severely dilated, period. Unable to exclude subtle regional wall motion abnormality due to technical limitations, period. The right ventricle is enlarged, period. The systolic function is moderately impaired, period. There is moderate left atrial enlargement, period. There is right atrial enlargement, period. There is mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, period. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. The estimated PA pressure systolic is 46 millimeters of mercury. The IVC is noted to be dilated with greater than 50% inspiratory collapse, consistent with an estimated right atrial pressure of 8 millimeters of mercury, period. Impression 1, this is a 51-year-old male referred for disability evaluation, period. He is known to have a history of chronic heart failure, period. He is now found to have persistent cardiomyopathy and acute on chronic systolic heart failure, period. He has biatrial enlargement, period. He has atrial fibrillation, period. He further has mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, period. He has pulmonary hypertension, period. The patient is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or bending, period. As noted, he has severe morbid obesity, and this too is contributing to his symptoms of dyspnea and overall dysfunction, period. Medical source statement, this 51-year-old male is unable to perform tasks which require significant lifting, pushing, bending. He is able to sit for an 8-hour day, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.